จะเป็น41 42
42
47
which is the word
that's the matter part
the word for it
that was supposed to be to get away from public had it historical
so
it was propelled so we had to come out with a propellant selection with the type of motor we got completely away from that we had already at that time the injector plate principle that was already initiated so I was actually against putting this in mass production because I say there's a better way of doing it
you were against the V2 and I said this and said this
to make this I say the V2 should not be mass produced with those silly pots I inherited those silly pots and I made them work but I was never too happy
with the pots who actually conceived the pots I wonder
I think Warren Von Braun was having a problem
what?
Von Braun
no I don't think so that I do not know
I really wonder where they came from
he's a cool guy a huge idea that was I don't
one question on the pots did you do any theoretical evaluation of the upward limit to the number of pots this is a modular thrust for example could you go from 18 pots to 180 pots and get 500 pounds of thrust there's no upper limit
500 pounds
Building up the vibration and as you well know the F1 engine we had it in Europe in the 81 and we knew about the vibration problem and I went through theoretical calculations it's an ideal system with a negative characteristic and if you have an instability it amplifies by itself that you're about to have vibration and almost unchecked vibration with very high amplitude and that's what kind of I have to say at that time with the approach that we had come out with a plate and that was after a few of years with a plate I don't claim that I had I worked it out I worked on it but it wasn't my idea this injector plate and there I was afraid about the vibration because you generate then a waveform it's a plate which can vibrate longitudinally but it can also well the tension mode the pumping mode you can and we have them all here in our rocket motor whatever is possible you will have now with this here there is the waveform is not defined to that extent it is already three-dimensional here and then will interface here so by interference you destroy whatever you have the vibrations here too but they are almost random and therefore they don't bother that's the advantage of the system so I have to warn that this thing isn't just building it getting on a test stand and putting the mass production so I knew we would get into problems with that thing and we did this thing just wouldn't have made it for the mass production even if you had put all the effort on it. Here was all four, let's put now this new plate into mass production, whether I was against
that. Is that two slotted holes or round holes in that one?
Well, we experimented with all kinds of
things. Dr. Rudolph didn't think the slots had certain advantages in efficiency.
Again, we have this thing here to consider. Whether we wanted laminar or turbulent. Then comes the problem should you have one oxygen jet and two fuse it coming together at one point? Mm-hmm. Or should you have oxygen on oxygen and fuel on fuel, mm-hmm. which is easier to make mm-hmm. in a plate? Mm-hmm. You just make these radial strips right. at that time, and one strip has the oxygen, one has the fuel, alternate. Yeah. And we found out that this is not necessarily the best, because you get here already immediate combustion, which prevents now the proper spray and mixing to some extent. Mm-hmm. You get more drops. So this had theoretical calculations, experiments on this in a little laboratory rig. And this gives a nice little spray here. And the spray is, well, it's, that's about the, you get an oval kind of distribution with it here. So we experimented with these things before we introduced it. Mm-hmm. Actually, at that time, I was in charge of the university program.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those things were carried out mm-hmm. under such contract with universities. Dresden, there was the Technical mm-hmm. University of Stuttgart, and they helped us define these things.
This is the place that before the Rothschild.
Yeah. And they helped us doing, really putting limits. Mm-hmm. You see, early I knew the principle, but I had no way of determining exactly where the limits are.
Is there more regal free sort of getting to the university? Through the university?
At that time, I was actually, we had a reorganization, and I was working under Rudolf, director, mm-hmm. for the Buffalo.
When did he come in to see the money? He came to the university.
And definitely in this later years, not all of the Wasserfall. Actually, while the Wasserfall thing was going on, there was a reorganization and Riedel was my boss.
Well, Thiel was still in the air raid, so.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then
Riedel came in the picture. Is that the thing? I don't really think that Riedel was already there before. That is exactly the way we say that Riedel was in charge after the air raid. I think the reorganization was before the air raid. But these things are difficult to remember. It's amazing. In many ways, my memory really isn't very holding. But the technical things, I can't tell. I know that to some and some degree, because that's, really, that's where the heart was and still is.
Right.
So there, I don't think I...
We've got to talk to the administrators and talk about other matters. Right. What sort of man was Thiel? Do you have many memories of him?
He was fascinating in a sense. Of course, he was for many years my darling boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was good in penetrating in a technical sense, in all these things. I think he came out with almost an idea a day. What missed